This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
InfoWars is totally viral right now. We've been reaching millions and millions of people for more than 15, 16 years. I've been on air for 21 years. But now, I tell you, just to give the InfoWars viewers and listeners and the InfoWars family an update, I want to do a video the next week or two. I always say I'm going to do this. I never do it. Where we show you the internal analytics of Facebook, Twitter, and Google. Because we subscribe to that, we have access to it, to show you the reach of InfoWars in the billions every month. You heard me right, billions, billions. Now, what is reach? That means we are in front of people. They see our links, they see our images, they see our memes. We are in the hundreds of millions every month of people that actually go to it. The reach is in the billions. Who we're touching is in the hundreds of millions. And every week, tuning in and actually getting a big sample of what we're covering is in the tens of millions. And it's exponential. It's dangerous, folks. Basically, it's like I'm in a NASCAR taking turns at 200 right now. Just so you know. And I don't want to take risk. I don't like having to do it. But I have said, to quote a famous British naval admiral, damn the maneuvers, go straight at them. That's Lord Nelson, who was killed in the big Battle of the Nile. Damn the maneuvers, go straight at them. And then it was another U.S. captain, I think it was World War I, said, damn the torpedoes, go straight at them. And then they rammed a ship. In fact, can you guys look up the quote, damn the maneuvers go straight at him, or damn the torpedoes go straight at him, because I want to get the second guy exactly right. And then there's the Marine Corps general, in I always forget his name, in Korea. They said, sir, we're completely surrounded by over a million troops. It was only like 50,000 Marines. And literally, the Chinese had poured in 3 million of them, but a million were around them. And he said, good, we can now attack in all directions. Which was true. They actually ended up running them out and beating them. It was human way of attacks, though, literally, like in the movie 300, but for real, piles of bodies 30 feet tall. Because luckily, the Marines had enough ammunition. And so as they were coming in, you know, 10 miles away, they're hitting them with guns, and 5 miles, and 2 miles, and 3 miles, and quarter mile. Now they're right there, human way of attacks. Million troops coming in at you. Fighting in all directions. Can you imagine that? And I talked to family that was actually there. He died a few years ago. My dad's uncle, my dad's dad had four male siblings. They were all so cool, and he was the last to die. And those guys would never tell me war stories. We finally talked about flying relief missions in to that battle and some other ones, and it was just unbelievable. He just said, just at night, just everywhere, just flashes, and boom, 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 he just said it was like being inside a coffee can being shook for an hour while they're just offloading, and there's just. Who was it said that? It was 1801 Douglas Farragut, am I pronouncing that right? Was a flag officer in the United States Navy during the American Civil War. He was the first rear admiral, vice admiral, and admiral of the United States Navy. He is remembered for his order at the Battle of Mobile Bay, in which he was victorious, usually paraphrased, damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead. Yeah, but I think he's paraphrasing, damn the maneuvers, go straight at him, from Lord Nelson. Admiral Nelson, let's look that up, make sure I'm right, who didn't survive those big Napoleonic wars, but who did was Lord Wellington. That's just amazing. I've read so many books on all that, but then I forget all the names. That's why history's so much better than comic books or fake stuff. Just like reality's better than virtual reality, because it's real. You're designed for it. You've been in it. Your genetics have been in it. Your ancestors have been in it. You're a part of it. The false reality is this thing spun by those that would be God. All right, I'm going to give you the big secret. And I've said this before, but I really want to reiterate this. when we come back. Just the most important thing I could ever say. I want to try to really put it to you as best I can. Then back into Trump, back into the Islamic invasion, back into the world economy, world news, huge military developments, and more. InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here to announce the biggest single sale in InfoWars 21-year history. Until Monday at midnight, you can get 30% off everything at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the non-GMO heirloom seeds, the water filtration systems, the incredible high-quality nutraceuticals, vitamins and minerals, the Hillary for Prison t-shirts, and more. This is the first leap year sale we've ever done, and it's the biggest sale in our history. And out of the thousands of items at InfoWarsLife.com, you will get discounts that are truly amazing. 30% off, free shipping, and more at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com, or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139. And finally, from yours truly, Alex Jones, to all the patriots of every race, color, and creed across this country and the world, I salute you for your tireless fight against tyranny and your support of the InfoWar. Without you, none of this is possible.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe.
Lost my wife and a girlfriend.
Lost my wife and a girlfriend.
It only made me stronger.
Somewhere along.
So to all my enemies, thank you.
Of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate.
And I hope that judge ain't blind.
I hope that judge
Don't worry,
blind.
That judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning.
Amarillo by morning.
Amarillo is where I'll be.
Amarillo's on my mind.
One time I was driving back from the DNC covering it in Denver, and Richard had been driving all into the night as one of the camera people and the driver of the RV. And we were driving in, and it was about 6 a.m. The sun was coming up. I could see antelope and stuff on the side of the highway. And he said, we come over this hill. We're going to see Amarillo, Amarillo by morning, and we put on the iPod that time. Back before they even had iPads, and like 2008, bam. And I came over the hill, the sun was cresting, there was Amarillo by morning. But I was coming from the north to the south, not from the south to the north, up from San Antonio. All right, let me tell you what's coming up in this hour. White House wants increase of Syrian refugees. I'm going to tell you the rest of the story on that front. Warren Buffett says climate change, no risk to Berkshire Hathaway, because their companies are going to be exempt from the taxes that Leonardo DiCaprio is calling for. U.S. military successfully installs brain modems in animals. A bunch of Trump news, a bunch of election news. It's all coming up right now. Also, I was just given some huge news by Kit Daniels, and then I forgot to bring it in here, so maybe he can bring that back into me. Now, before I get into all this news, it's really important to see the big picture. And I know they've taught people, hearing all these political parties around the world and all these different ideas and all these different books and all these different cultures and all these different futurists and all these different people, telling you how the world really works or giving you their perspective. Well, the reason I know how the world works, quite frankly, better than anybody who isn't on the inside of the power structure at the highest levels, is because I've made it my business to study history in a wide spectrum. I've also had a lot of life experience. And for 21 years, I've been immersed on air covering the globalist, forcing myself to stay totally focused on this information. So you do become informed doing that and interviewing thousands of top experts, you know, in every field. And reading hundreds of publications and books written by the technocrats themselves, reading congressional studies, reading declassified memos, like Northwoods and countless others. And I can tell you unequivocally, we are entering a managed, command and control, global, private, world government designed to make humans obsolete and designed to phase out the vast majority of the world population. And there are some arguments for that. They make them very compellingly. But the truth is, they just like to kill people and control people, and then they do everything they can to actually not let people industrialize and to overpopulate, so then they have the excuse to kill even more people. And that's in the Royal Commission Report 49. And see, there's all these worldviews and how people want the world to work and competing strategies and economies, and there are different forces in the world. But the dominant force on this planet, outside of God, and God's given the world over to the God of this world, whether you believe in that or not, the archetype's there. It's real. The God of this world comes to kill, steal, and destroy. It wants to deceive you. It wants to beguile you. It wants to make you dependent and enslave you. The devil is a slave master who traffics in the souls of men and women, who steals dreams. That's why I can't stand L.A., why I physically get sick there since I was a kid when I would travel there and nowhere else. It's not the smog, because I get sick flying in at 10,000 feet. I would always notice it, and finally, by the time I was 30 years old, I was like, I'm noticing I'm getting sick before I land. And I don't get into mumbo-jumbo. I mean, I physically, and everybody else talks about it, an emptiness. I mean, I can be in some little fishing village in Mexico with people running around doing stuff, and it feels so alive, so good, even if there's a poverty there and might even be some dark overtones. There's so much light. It's beautiful. Or I can be, you know, somewhere in a third world country in Eastern Europe. But there's humanity there. It's the falseness that it's purely a modern construct, and it sucks in millions of people who believe that they're going to have their dreams fulfilled. It steals their dreams, steals the light out of their eyes, steals their soul. Los Angeles is probably the most satanic place in the world. And I've talked to well-traveled folks that agree with me. They say they've been everywhere. From Tokyo to Calcutta, from Peking to Beijing to Durban, from Cairo to London, from Paris to Berlin, from Rio de Janeiro to Mexico City, from Montreal to Tel Aviv. There's nothing more evil. And it's because there's the anguish and the pain of the people captured in the lie, captured having their souls sucked out. Now, you get near the city of London, within London, tax exempt, one of the oldest command bases in the world after the Vatican, it's ice cold, and you feel the presence scanning you. Physically, with all the high-tech gadgetry, and spiritually. Rome is full of rage and power and passion and war and beauty and is a mix. New York is bustling and stinks, but it has good feelings and bad. Same with London, but not Los Angeles. And if you want to know what the world's going to be like, It's basically one giant Los Angeles. One giant soul-sucking event forcing you into artificial reality so that reality is so horrible you want the artificial reality. And so in that artificial reality, you will basically allow your psyche to be overwritten. I remember 6 years ago, it was in MIT publications that they were putting brain chips in, quote, depressed troops. Then I ran into troops that volunteered with PTSD to be brain chipped. Then a few years ago, I actually saw it in mainstream publications that the brain chipping was beginning. I would cover it. They'd say, oh, he's crazy. He says there's brain chips. Here's a Daily Mail article, you know, where they're telling you about something that's already going on in humans, but they're saying it's in animals to get you ready. U.S. military successfully installs brain modems in animals. And I'm going to get into that. Part of a project to develop, quote, cyborg soldiers who use the cerebral implants to control machines. That's from the Pentagon. Now, see, my cousin who's out of the Army now and was in special operations, I mean, Africa, the Middle East, Eastern Europe, the Caribbean, Central America, South America. Now that he's out, he's told me a few stories. You know, stuff like he's in the Dominican Republic. He pulls up in his rent car with the other officer he's with. Communists are following. They jump out. They try to machine gun the car. The guards at the hotel who look like they're bellhops, you know, perfectly shoot both the communists who are Haitian, kill them, and then they roll the car, splash water before the next car rolls in. You know, just stories like that. He goes, man, you have no idea how crazy it is. And I'll never forget, he never really told me much after this, because this was about 10 years ago. I told the story on air. He goes, no, we were at Sam Houston State University for an officers meeting. There are about 200 officers in there. And they call us in and they go, all right, you in the next year are going to be getting chips, subdermal, that track where you go in case you get kidnapped or whatever. And then we're going to roll out for volunteers in the future, you know, even more in-depth chipping. But those that are interested, sign up and you can get, you know, more pay and perhaps have, you know, yourself accelerated. And so he told me at a family reunion, a small family reunion, they were playing dominoes and, you know, drinking beer or whatever and eating watermelon and fried chicken, because, you know, that's what white Southerners do and everybody makes a joke out of it. And we're sitting there, and he goes, you know, what you're talking about is true. And he told him about the meeting and all that. They didn't tell him it was a secret meeting or classified. Man, he got called in and chewed out. And then his dad, who was also in special operations, died a few years ago. He was the guy that was in the really wild stuff here in the U.S. I was over at his house because they live on the ranch next door to ours. He's like, do me a favor and don't ever talk about stuff he tells you again. Because he got brought up, you know, before the man and almost didn't get his last promotion because of that. Talking about that microchip stuff. And I went, well, he didn't tell me how to talk about it. He goes, whatever he tells you, don't tell anybody about it. You're lucky you're not dead. Like, I can't believe you're not dead. And your mother and father love you. I'm sorry, but you just need to shut up. And see, that's what I've grown up around. The general public lives in some fantasy land. You want me to watch NFL football while stuff like this is going on? And they're getting ready to brain chip the general military. First, they'll make it elite with the Navy SEALs and the Delta Force people. And then it's going to move on. And it's going to be those that have brain damage and stuff where it actually helps them. But here's the big secret. Everything the globalists do has a Trojan horse, whether it's GMO food or an iPhone or a droid or an appliance or an alarm system or anything cultural they do is for another reason. I mean, look at this headline today. Maybe they'll give them a Pulitzer Prize at Bloomberg. Your smartphone knows who you are and what you're doing and has this big article about everything you do being tracked. So just give up and let the FBI in. They're already in. I told people this 20 years ago. That the phones by law in the future would be like this, and a few years later they were, because I was told by NSA whistleblowers. But again, Bloomberg said it, so we're validated now. There is a global government coming in that is against everyone. There is a global government coming in that is to end us. You don't make deals with it. It's much more sophisticated than something like the Terminator from the 1980s, but we ought to take a line from that where the special forces guys come back in time. He's telling the cops and everybody, look, man, he's coming. He won't stop. He doesn't care if it's a building full of police. He wants to kill you. That's his mission. That's what he's going to do. You can't reason with it. You can't talk with it. You can't play games with it. The governing system of the world is eugenics and a technocracy to come in and wipe us out, then the elite believe they're going to merge with machines and be gods. Now, I told you this 18 years ago, but now it's well known.
I'm just a sweet old lady who needs help crossing the street. But the real reason I want to get to the other side is so I can steal your identity along the way. While you're holding onto my hand, the RFID reader in my purse is capturing all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even your work ID badge isn't safe. Oh, you have an RFID chipped subway pass? Well, now, so do I.
Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago to prevent electronic pickpocketing. Even when your wallet is open, imitators don't do that. ID Stronghold wallets even cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection. Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallet.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
IDStronghold.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Something just happened that has explained why survival food is literally flying off the shelves and is sold out in many areas of the country. It caught me totally by surprise, and it involves FEMA. Now, revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. I just created a free video presentation at 123FEMA.com that exposes the truth. Be warned, it's really disturbing, because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to 123FEMA.com to see the number one item to hoard and why supplies of this critical item are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in recent days. Go to 123FEMA.com and discover the number one item most critical in a crisis. Go watch my video now at 123FEMA.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123FEMA.com.
Is it getting easier?
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will that make it easier on you now.
Got someone to blame.
Got someone to blame.
Miriam Witcher is going to be popping in, I'm told, in studio.
Love.
One of the famous lady from Columbia, big Trump supporter. She's going to be popping in for a segment.
In the night.
I've got so much of the news to get to. It's just that, look, everything else is window dressing. And it's important to cover what's happening in the world. But just there's a technocracy coming in. It's got our kids. They're being raised on iPads and iPhones. Steve Jobs wouldn't let his kids even have them. People don't know how to take care of themselves. They don't know how to stand up for themselves. They want us domesticated. They want us weak. They want us dependent. Not to keep us safe, but to phase humanity out. And you look at younger generations, myself included, they are so soft compared to previous, on average. It is frightening to see Joe Biggs in downtown Austin with Trendy saying, we want to kill Donald Trump on tape. And they couldn't kill a wet paper bag. I always notice the weaker the person is, the more they shoot their mouth off about killing people. And people that really kill people don't shoot their mouths off about it. And to watch Obama and Hillary talk about killing people, I'm tired of it. You people are soft. You live off the hard work and the courage of people that came before you. And Lord knows our military's done bad stuff, and Lord knows it's gone on missions that were illegal. But you know what? At least they did something. You just sit there on your butts and complain all day. And again, it's our military today holding back backing Al-Qaeda, holding back basically a coup by Obama and gun confiscation. The military has told Obama there's not going to be gun confiscation. There's not going to be an attack on Syria. You're not going to do it. And I told you about that first. It's come out in the news. Where you see Daryl Issa on Fox News saying the military is prepared to not follow Obama's orders across the board. I've talked to the brass. His attempt to run out everybody didn't work. And all I'm getting at is that's the point we've reached where Donald Trump's kind of figuring out there's a global government. Special interests are shutting us down. We're not supposed to have prosperity. What? Let's kick these bureaucrats out. Let's not make bad deals for America. They've got his phones tapped, people. They know he really knows what's going on. They know Donald Trump is aware of what's happening. You're hearing more and more about oligarchs and global government, and America's been hijacked and taken over. Trump is getting people ready to come out and just say, we've been captured by foreign institutions. Charles de Gaulle did it. After World War II, NATO tried to stay there, wouldn't let France have its own nukes, and de Gaulle had a soft coup. You can look it up. It actually kicked NATO out and had troops go and take the nukes that were at the Paris airport, now Charles de Gaulle Airport. NATO troops had French troops. The French weren't always domesticated like they are now. They're one of the most warlike countries in history. I love this thing. The French turn and run. The French are cowards. The French are this and that. The French helped found the United States, folks. The only country more warlike than the French was the British. And the French did meet their match repeatedly. The Germans were foolish to ever get manipulated by the British in World War I or World War II. You want to know who's really evil at the end of the day? It's the people running the British crown, folks. They're the smartest. They're the slickest. They're the most Machiavellian. The whole black nobility out of Italy ran to England 800 years ago. And, man, you mix all the black nobility in with all of those Uther Pendragon barbarians, it was game over. And a bunch of Vikings, it was game over for anybody that messed with them. And then we sit here with this eugenics-based system that comes out of 1855 British government plan. We're living in the final years of it. We're living in its attempt to take over. And there's a battle against it. There's other competing forces in the universe and the world. But it's the dominant force with the tentacles trying to take over right now, and this is the great battle. You don't make a deal with it. You can't get out of it by playing games with it. It will destroy your future. It will give you cancer. Look at this. Scientists ponder the prospect of contagious cancer. Oh, did you know your smartphone's tracking you? Oh, my gosh, Bloomberg, thank you. Oh, New York Times, most cancers from viruses? Gee, wow, Pulitzer Prize. I told you that 20 years ago. And not because I'm smart. It's on record everywhere. They're doing it on purpose. You can also fight back. We've got nutraceuticals that won't reverse what's happened, but in my experience, it'll make it a lot better. A lot of us are walking dead already. We know it. But good halogens, high-quality things like CoQ10, BioPQQ, and the products we've got in BrainForce and X2 and all that. The biggest sale ever. It's the Leaker Sale. It ends today. 30% off everything and free shipping and a bunch of other discounts. We've never had a sale near this. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Stay with us. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. And you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your...
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Where are you from?
I'm from Colombia.
Colombia. And is this a setup? Did I ever meet you before? Huh?
I'm Hispanic and I vote for Mr. Trump. We vote for Mr. Trump. Yes! Mr. Trump! We love you! We love you! All the way to the White House!
I swear to you, I think she's totally beautiful and great. I never met her before, I swear. This all started with a People magazine. So here's the story. So I love the story. They couldn't have been nicer. Nice story, right? Couldn't be nicer. But I don't know what happened. They played with my nose. I don't want touching. I don't want touching. So I'm looking. Now you'll tell me. How's my nose? Right? It's fine, right?
It's beautiful and perfect.
Says his name. I have a wart on the end of my nose. Can you believe it? And I said, oh my God, I don't have, look, it's terrible. But that's okay. Because they meant it well. I think they wanted to make me look like Cary Grant. Do we remember Cary Grant? And I've always wanted to look like Cary Grant.
Miriam Whisker's our guest.
You are beautiful. Will you make sure she does?
In studio. And of course, she's here in Austin, Texas. Let me go over her bio for folks. Really a neat lady. I was just talking to her during the break. And she's an info warrior. Listens out in Vegas. She's a second-generation businesswoman, originally from Colombia. She's been in the United States for 35 years and declares she's a full-blooded American. Miriam has been learning from Donald Trump since she was a young woman when her father would buy her all of Trump's business books. She was experienced boom and now bust in her businesses, so she knows firsthand the damage that small business entrepreneurs from the encroaching big government. And her mission in life is to share with American business people that Donald Trump is the only candidate equipped to rescue businesses from the grips of big government and will give them the power to create jobs again. Yeah, just don't let China, you know, have slave factories, and that would bring our jobs back right there. It's great to have you here. I learned that you're a listener. Now, you were saying that you love my voice. I have a grating voice when I get excited, but it's very sweet for you to say that I have a nice voice. You are very. So how long have you been a listener?
For almost 6 months.
Wow. So how did you first tune in?
Well, I had a friend of mine. He's a politician. He said, do you know Alex Jones? I said, no, I don't. He said, oh, Miriam, if you hear the first time, you love his voice. Oh, it's so beautiful, lovely.
See, I wanted you to tell the story again because it sounds so funny. My voice sounds like this is a blown-out voice. I never took voice lessons. I used to go out and scream at political rallies the first 3 or 4 years before I was even on air, so my voice got torn up and shot before that. Sounds like an 80-year-old man's voice, but you're sweet. It's like a toad's voice, isn't
well,
it?
Well, we love your voice. For us, like female, we want to hear and feel again the masculine gender. We love that. It's so attractive for us, female in different kind, United States and around the world. You are very popular.
Oh, you're sweet. Well, they have tried to train men to not be like men, and women not to be like women. I just think, you know, it's. I mean, is it bad for men to be men and women to be women?
We need to feel proud for our own gender, how God created us, and we need to do our best, then we can be proud.
Well, you've been a Donald Trump fan for a long time. Talk about your view of Trump and where you think all this is going, because we've got articles up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com where the Koch brothers have given $75 million to try to beat him. I mean, we also have the Chinese government coming out. We have the British government. We have Vicente Fox, the former president of Mexico, coming out. We have the Financial Times of London. We have The Economist. We have the New York Times, all saying we can't have Trump. I mean, is this not the establishment freaking out? Why do you think you're so scared of Trump?
Okay. This is, Alex, this is a message for the whole America and the whole worldwide. Donald J. Trump represents every American citizen in the United States, every race, every nationality. Donald J. Trump is our icon in business. He's the kind of person we dreaming about how Donald J. Trump accomplished more than talk, accomplished a lot of things. When somebody have a doubt about Donald Trump, please go to the Trump Tower. And you can see this is excellent in class. You can smell his generosity, his beautiful heart and his big heart. Very highest percentage of the people working in Trump Tower, those people are Hispanic. Not the ones only just cleaning and cooking. It's more than that. Are so many executives in Donald Trump Tower.
I was also reading they've gone and looked. He has a disproportionate amount of women in management, too. So they're just claiming he hates everybody, but that's not true. He wants to include everybody. Plus, I mean, he wants everybody to be involved in his businesses anyways.
Exactly. Donald Trump represents the masculine gender, and we are very proud. For sure, guaranteed, Donald Trump is a man. It's a white man distinguished, and this is the white man boy we want at the White House. We are very proud about him. Donald Trump is the kind of man represent also us like women. We feel if he will be the president of the United States, never. This is goal for every man in this planet, United States of America and all around the world. You can never, never touch women at all, rape, all those kind of things. Those business will be finished.
Well, so I get you're trying to say you think Trump is like the return of manly chivalry. Is that what you're getting at?
Absolutely.
Because there is a war on men and a war on women and a war on families because we're all alone and nobody's going to stand up for each other. I mean, nobody used to mess with women that I knew of because their dad or brothers would kill them and the police would turn a blind eye. Nowadays, if a child fights back against bullies, they get in trouble for fighting back. They want us to be a bunch of slaves.
Exactly. Donald Trump represents a beautiful human being with a beautiful heart, working hard to rescue America. America, we do not win anymore. Not in business, not economically.
That's because we've been sold out, exactly. Because there's more collapsed money short-term and just selling us off and chopping us up. That's what these big looters do. Now, specifically in your bio, I noticed that you say your dad was a Trump fan and is a Trump fan and that you've been a Trump fan for a long time.
Yes, my dad was a doctor. He was a cardiologist. But at the same time, my dad, he always encouraged me to be a business person.
Sure.
Coffee and flowers from Colombia. This is one of the best products we have. And he knows how hard I work in Colombia and how the business went like up and down. Right now, guys, we are not making money anymore. We just take our savings to pay employees. Then this means it's much better. You know what? Close the business and be like Rubio looking for a job.
I was about to say, folks with minimum wage are going to find out it's zero. You jack up the wage too high, there just won't be a job, period.
Exactly.
How about zero?
Yeah. In this moment, nobody is making money. Now, if we do the point of view, why Donald Trump is the perfect man for the White House? First of all, he's a brilliant negotiator. He's a brilliant businessman. He has education, chronological age. Donald Trump have experience, visionary. He can share with us.
Well, for me, the big thing is that the entire elite is freaking out over him, and the Koch brothers that own both parties are coming out against him. Fox News is doing sneaky stuff. I mean, why do you think the elite are so scared of somebody just saying, I'm not going to let us have one-sided trade deals? Because they've been screwing us.
And absolutely, because one of the reasons all those people are completely scared, government and Cruz, Rubio, Hillary, Bernie, all those people, they are going like socialists and communists. We don't want this.
Bernie admits.
We don't want
Look at Venezuela, guy. Exactly. Bernie admits he didn't have a paying job until he was 40. I had paying jobs when I was, when I was 6 years old doing chores. You know, if I wanted a toy, I had to work, around the house doing laundry or helping cook dinner or carry out the trash or mow the yard. But I had paying jobs by the time I was 12 years old. And my dad thought I was being lazy, not being out. I mean, he was out when he was like 9 years old, working in the fields. And his family was proud of that. What? Imagine someone who hasn't worked till they're 40. What planet is that?
Yeah, this is the only person really understand all the problems we United States have is Donald J. Trump. He has the experience about business. He knows exactly how to create jobs, fix the economy. He knows what's going on and what direction we need to go. Because we need to put number one, United States of America. The rest, Cruz, Rubio, Hillary, and Bernie, they put us the global number one. And United States, we are the last one in the line.
Sure. I mean, to be fair, I mean, the rhetoric of Cruz is really good. I just hope we can trust him. Now, Rubio has been basically like Obama or something in his actions, not his rhetoric. But I like Ted Cruz, and I would be happy if he was president as well. My only problem is he did start the dirty tricks first, and so I hope they don't fight each other too much so that Cruz politically destroys himself, because Rand Paul really hurt himself politically going after Trump. He might not even keep his Kentucky seat.
Well, I have my personal opinion. Cruz is a liar. Donald Trump is honest, sincere, here, win and fight for America, and this is Donald J. Trump.
Well, I know this. They are scared to death. Look at this article. Voice of the Elite, The Economist, also the Financial Times, same day, must be stopped. Wow, how could Americans or anybody not see the whole media, foreign presidents, Chinese communist leaders, the British government, all of them saying he's the worst person on the earth and trying to demonize him? He must be doing something right. I mean, I would be a coward if I sat on the sidelines now with the elite that I know have hijacked my country. It's really neo-colonialism, but by the megabanks. And then this guy comes out and fights them. They come out against him. I'm calling for somebody to stand up. And then I say, oh, he's not perfect. He's not 100% agrees with me. I'm not going to support him. That would be the most ninnying, cowardly position I could imagine.
Donald J. Trump, like I repeated again, Alex, is a human being with a beautiful heart. He has a big brain. He's a professional.
And big hair.
Executive.
Like a big badger.
Executive person. Then he knows exactly he can be the best president of the United States of America. I don't believe, excuse me, America, we have a person like he's almost 70 years old. Excuse me, we are babies. We do not know what's going on. But Donald J. Trump, he will be the best president of the United States, taking care of those people. They don't have a job, jobless. We can't afford to have full-time people anymore. No jobs full-time. As you can see, what they call and call a part-time job, this is nothing.
Obamacare was designed to make everybody part-time for the big companies. And then
Obamacare is a disaster. Obamacare is terrible for the whole nation. If I'm employer, I can't afford Obamacare. And employees, they can't afford.
But if you're an Obama insider, you get a waiver.
If you are Obama, Maximo, they care about $100. And after that, no matter if you are homeless, still you can't afford. Excuse me. We just waiting for Donald J. Trump to solve those issues in the White House. We waiting for Donald J. Trump to create jobs, fix the economy, save our country. We can be, or we can go in the direction, be a communist or socialist. This doesn't exist. We are coming.
I love how you said that. It doesn't exist. It's a nightmare system.
It's a nightmare system. We hear the Hispanic American citizen, an Afro-American citizen, Donald J. Trump is the one represent us. Represent the white people, too. Represent all the races, all the nationalities.
All I care about is he represents private property and cuts taxes and leaves the family alone.
Exactly. And also his plan about taxes is one of the best. For me personal, like a business person, I can't wait. And also I feel confident that day Donald J. Trump will be a president of the United States.
Sure.
Mr. Trump, I will be a star spending my money. But for now, I'm scared to spend money.
Well, I was about to say, look, we're being maneuvered into bankruptcy because the elites are tax exempt. They want us poor so they can buy everything up and make us a permanent servant class. The Renaissance in America hadn't been perfect, but it was about making everybody wealthy, everybody successful, everybody self-sufficient. And that's what domestication has been about, ending that. I want to come back and talk about the New York Times and others calling for his death. We've gone out and talked to Austinites, liberals, and they say they want him dead. And again, they don't look like they could kill, you know, a roach, but they're ready to kill everybody because they're so tough and so liberal. And I want to talk about what you think you're going to try to do next to destroy him, straight ahead with Miriam Widger. And again, she's an American citizen, but originally 30-plus years ago from Colombia. These are the type of folks we need here to build up this country. Because I'll be honest, a lot of indigenous Americans, whether they be black, Hispanic, white, mixed, whatever, they've had it so good so long they turned into spoiled brats. They're now Bernie Sanders supporters. But you speak about your business not doing too well. Do you have a website, or where do folks find your flowers and coffee?
Well, the flowers and coffee are coming from Colombia. They're excellent products. It's, guys, you go to internet, go to Wikipedia, you can find how the business is one of the best in Colombia.
Sure, but I mean, can you plug your company, or you want to plug your company?
From my point of view, I just do the standby from Colombia because we can't afford to be in business anymore.
I understand. So you just help bring it in. I tell you, that's what they want, is to extinct business. They got my dad to quit working. He could have worked another 5-10 years or longer as a doctor. He just said, I'm done. I'm done. We're going to break. When we come back, we're going to get into where she thinks the attacks are coming from next. And then we've got Diamonds and Silk coming on via Skype. Then I'm going to get to all the other world news we haven't covered yet and open the phones up. Paul Watson's coming up as well. But before I go any further, this broadcast, speaking of them trying to use economic warfare to shut down political speech, is funded by you going to InfoWarsStore.com. And we're running the biggest sale. We've never had it before, and it only comes around every 4 years, and we're still here in 4 years. Then we'll have it. It is the leap year special, the 29th day, every 4 years, to balance up the orbit around the sun. And it's right now, all products, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. It ends tonight at midnight. 30% off everything on top of the discounts that are already there, and free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com takes you directly to nutraceuticals. The Hillary Ford prison shirt, the new design is there, the Molon Labe, come and take it shirts. High quality, non-GMO, storable foods, 30% off. It just goes on and on. High quality water filters. Now's the time to get these key items you and your family need. You owe it to yourselves, and it supports the InfoWar. A 360 win. Stay with us.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life, and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
No matter how hard you try, Miriam Witcher's here talking to me during the break about where are the men? Why is there this war on men? Because you end humanity, you end it all. You break up the family, it's game over. You turn on television, you see it, that's what it's about. She's going to go out and do a person on the street, man on the street, woman on the street, in downtown Austin. We're going to go to UT and then versus folks maybe in, you know, outside a grocery store to just see how brainwashed people are somewhere in a liberal area versus a more libertarian area. I don't even call it conservative. But looking at the hatred of Trump, maybe you should ask folks, you agree with the New York Times writer that says kill Trump? And then ask them, well, you know, what are you, Nazis or communists? You want to kill somebody for their views? Trump hasn't really done anything. I mean, Mexico has a wall and police on its border. Other countries do. He's not against people saying we just can't be wide open. But again, that's globalism. What do you make of Vicente Fox and all of his mean statements?
Okay, Alex, this is the situation. Nobody wants to kill Donald Trump. Excuse me. We want to support Donald Trump to be the president of the United States of America. The people are talking like nonsense. The people around the world, it's unbelievable. We love Trump. We adore Trump. He is our businessman, visionary, brilliant negotiator. We can't wait to see Mr. Trump deal with Putin. This is, we like American, we feel so proud about Mr. Trump, his beautiful family.
But he's about a president and a government and a people being in charge, not multinational think tanks that hijack the country. He's about prosperity, not Cloward and Piven, Agenda 21, to bankrupt us by design. Talk about, like, Latin America. Incredible resources, incredible people, but the elites have always tried to keep folks poor to keep control.
Absolutely. From Mexico to Spain, we have history. We have culture. We don't have the law. The law is only written in a piece of paper, and nobody follows the law. We Hispanic, American, Latino, American citizen, we are waiting for Donald J. Trump will be a president of the United States. I guarantee to you, America, he's the only one is going to respect our Constitution, respect what is the law. Donald J. Trump is a man with integrity, is a man with honesty, transparency. We love Donald Trump because Donald Trump is a man with a big heart. In cameras or outside the cameras, we had the opportunity. Donald Trump represents from Mexico to Spain and all those tiny islands in the Caribbean. He represents our dream.
Let me ask you this question.
What we never have in South America or Central America or in other countries.
Sure. Well, I find the folks I run into from Latin America are incredibly into hard work, incredibly smart, hardworking. They're into free market. They want private property. They want prosperity.
Yes.
But they always got groups over them, sucking off of them, corporate groups, governmental groups. And then I hear in the media, all Hispanics hate Trump, but in Gallup polls, over 70% want to control the border. Talking to real Americans and Hispanic folks out there, like yourself, what is the real view percentage-wise on Trump?
Trump is the kind of person that's going to protect our life here in the United States. Texas, Florida, California. After 6 p.m., you need to go inside in your car with a gun, inside in the car with your knife. If somebody attacked you, nobody said this, CNN, Fox, you're hiding those kind of things. But my friends living close to the border, they are checking and scared about their lives consistently. There is nothing about New York Times. There is nothing about newspapers. But Donald J. Trump...
Stetter, let's talk about what it's really like in Latin America for folks and then ask ourselves, why would we want to reform those countries? Why would we want to become just like that here? Why do the elite want that so bad? 5 more minutes with our guest.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.